ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ। साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः। न त्वेवाहं जातु नासं न त्वन्ने मे जनाधिपाः। न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परं देहिनोऽस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनञ्जरा तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति। मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः। आगमापायिनो नित्याः तां स्थितिक्षस्व भारत। यं हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखं धीरं सोऽमृतत्वाय कल्पते। नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः। उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः। अविनाशि तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति। अन्तवन्त इमे देहाः नित्यस्योक्ता शरीरिणः अनाशिनोऽप्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युध्यस्व भारत। ययेनं वेत्ति हन्तारं यश्चैनं मन्यते हतम्। उभौ तौ न विजानीतः नायं हन्ति न हन्यते। न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः। अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे। Still in this 20th verse, in the sense, we are still seeing the bhasham of this particular verse. So we have to see in the 19th verse, Bhagwan makes it very clear. Those people who mistake the Atma to be the doer of action, subject of action, and those people who mistake the Atma to be the object of action do not know. Both of them do not know. In fact, Atma does not kill, Atma is not killed. But simply by negating the Atma being subject of action, Atma being object of action, actually Bhagavan indirectly negates all the Karakas. Atma is free from, Atma transcends all the Karakas. Because Atma is actually of the nature of actionlessness. That how he says, actionlessness is very made very clear by way of saying that Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. Because of the nature of changelessness alone, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma transcends all karakani, all accessories associated with, are involved in performing any action. Okay, we understood this and we're seeing the next verse, 20th verse. So people who mistake the Atma to be the subject of action or object of action are the people who have wrong identity. The wrong identity is because of erroneous self-perception. It is because of self-ignorance, which means they do not know the actual content of I. They do not know the actual aham pratyaya vishayaha, what exactly I refers to. They do not know. Therefore, they do not know the Atma. And so they do not know the lakshyartha of aham shabdaha. They only know the vachyartha of the aham shabdaha. Even vachyartha, they do not know completely. They only take the anatma to be the atma. Okay. Now we are seeing the next one. Verse number 20. Let us see this verse and we'll see exactly, go to the bhashyam where we left. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranah na hanyate hanyamane sharire. We have seen Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on these words. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Until then, we can say the first quarter of the verse. Shlokasya padaha. Shlokasya padaha. The first quarter of the verse is kadachitapi na ayam atma na jayate na mriyate. This is the pratignya vakyam. Ayam means this. Ayam in Sanskrit is what? Third person singular pronoun. This ayam is equal to yeshaha. Yeshaha indicates the atma. Which atma? The all pervasive, abstract, formless reality. It is ever of the nature of consciousness existence. Obtaining as the nearest self, as the very truth of I, this is Atma. This Atma, never is it born, never does it die. It means Atma is free from birth and death, means Atma is free from modifications. These two verbs themselves denote Atma being free from birth and death, which means birth is a modification. Vikritihi or vikriya or vikaraha. Atma is free from the bhava vikaraha, which is jananam. Birth is one bhava vikara, death is another bhava vikara. So Atma is free from these two bhava vikaraha. Vastu vikriyaha. Because vikriyatvam, avikriyatvam, changelessness is the nature of the Atma. We should take it as pratignya vakyam. Means what? Pratignya vakyam. A statement of fact presented as a preposition. Okay. And this has to be explained. How do we say the Atma is free from the modifications pertaining to any object? That is the reason is given. I am bhutva abhavita va na bhuyaha. Bhutva abhavita va na bhuyaha. Having been born, remaining in this world, this Atma again does not become non-existent. Will not be there. Means what? Atma does not become non-existent. Does not disappear. This is the Hetu Vakyam. This is a Hetu Vakyam. Means what? The statement Bhutva Abhavita Bhuyaha na Abhavita. Bhavita means na bhavita means will not be. Na abhavita means will not be, will be. Bhutva abhavita na bhavati. Having been born, having remained in this world, will not become non-existent again, like this physical body. This is the Hetu Vakya, means the statement which explains, which is possessed a reason for saying Atma is free from modifications such as birth, death, etc. Hetu Vakya. Then again, Ajaha, Nityaha, Shashvataha, Ayam, Puranaha. These two, four words are repeated again to state the word Ajaha, unborn. Na jayate iti ajaha. First, anajayate is a verb, ajaha is an adjective, that's all. Atma is unborn, birthless. Then that negates the modification. The word ajaha negates the modification in terms of birth. Nityaha, birth and death both. Nityaha. Nityaha means timeless, eternal. Means the word Nityaha, Atma is always there. That negates the time-bound nature superimposed upon the Atma. Atma is free from time limitation. It means Atma is free from death. Then Shashvataha. These two words are enough. Ajaha, Nityaha. These two words, the verbs jana jayate na mriyate, all these words themselves present the negation of modifications. Atma, all modifications are negated by these words. So Shashvataha, we saw yesterday itself that two types of apakshayaha. There are possible six-fold modifications. Bhava vikaraha. The vikaraha are vastu vikriyaha. The six-fold modifications possibly happening of only the existent objects, things. The birth and death, asti jayate, the jayate, that is negated. Mriyate, that also is negated. But Shashvataha, what is that? Shashvataha, the word, Atma is permanent. Atma is ever a teacher of permanence, means there's no form of decay, decline, waning possible on the part of the Atma. Swarupa apakshayaha is not there. Swarupa apakshayaha means not swarupa. Swarupa apakshayaha means the waning, decline, degeneration, the decay happening. The part of the body, the physical appearance, the change happening in physical appearance is what? Swarupa apakshayaha. And change happening in the attribute, the decay, degeneration, the waning of the powers, subtle powers, the waning, the decay happening in subtle power, the physical strength, stamina, energy loss, the fading of powers. That is guna apakshayaha. So Atma is free from Rupa, Swarupa Apakshaya and Guna Apakshaya, the substantial decay as well as decay, attribute wise decay, veiling. Therefore, Shashvata, that means permanent. Atma is permanent, means is free from any form of decay, degeneration, shashvataha. So the word shashvataha, revealing the Atma Swarupam being permanence, negates the decay, the modification in the form of decay, degeneration, waning. Then Puranaha, we saw yesterday, the word Puranaha also. Pura means ancient, ancient implies again beginninglessness. Navaha means ever fresh, ever grown. Puranavaha means already ever grown, ever fresh, which it cannot grow anymore. It doesn't fade. Therefore, the Puranaha, again, presents Atma being ever fresh, ever new, that it doesn't fade, and it is already all pervasive for what? It cannot become. There's no growth, is no apachayaha. So no upachayaha, no upachayaha, no vriddhihi, no vardhanam is possible. Therefore, the word Puranaha negates the abhinavatvam, vriddhihi, and the part of the Atma. Puranaha, vriddhihi. Because vriddhihi is, we understand the word vriddhihi better. Because asti, jayate, vardhate, apakshiyate. So vardhate, the verb vardhate implies what? Vardhate indicates vriddhihi, growth. That is negated by the word puranaha. The word shashvataha meaning permanence, the permanent negates the waning, decay, decline. The word nityaha negates time-bound nature, the death, the total, complete destruction. And ajaha negates birth. Therefore, now the four words revealing the nature of the Atma also negate the four modifications. The two more modifications, what are they? Asti, jayate, vardhate, vipanyamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. So nashyati is also removed already. The word nityaha negates nasha, total destruction. Now, the two other modifications are revealed by the verb asti and viparinamate. Viparinamate is a verb. which means wanes, declines, decays, degenerates. So that viparinamaha, sorry, apakshiha means apakshiyate, that is the meaning, apakshiyate. But viparinamate means metamorphosis. Apakshiyate means wanes, declines, degenerates, decays. Vipakshiyate, vipakshayha now. But viparinamate is a verb which means metamorphosis. Subtle changes happening on the part of the body. Subtle changes happening in an individual. Or should be viparinama. Parinamaha, viparinamaha also means evolution. But here viparinamaha means metamorphosis. Such changes happen. Suddenly the young boys develop mustache, the voice breaks, the girls in puberty, lot of the changes happen. The hormonal changes also, you can say, viparinama. And even such changes are not possible on the part of the Atma. That viparinama is not actually mentioned here. There's no word which negates the viparinamaha directly. Therefore, the two other modifications, the metamorphosis, viparinamaha and asti. Asti means what? Asti means exists. Everything, any object is existent object, enjoys existence temporarily. That anything which has a temporary existence also is said to be existing. Asti exists, house exists, tree exists, means what? Everything exists. Every object which is said to be existent has what? Time-bound, temporary existence. It has a beginning, it has an end, in between it undergoes many changes, a temporary existence. That is what is meant by the word time-bound existence, not permanent existence. Time-bound existence is meant by the word asti. So time-bound existence means what? Without having been coming into existence, is having time-bound existence. So coming into existence means before it was not there. Without having been coming into existence means having temporary existence for some time. So that temporary existence is meant by the verb asti. And also, viparinamate implies the other modification of metamorphosis, subtle changes. Therefore, here, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not really explicitly comment on this, but the Tikakaraha, Shankara Bhagavatpada has written the Bhashyam, commentary. But there are people who write commentaries on commentaries. The commentary on the commentary is Tika. There are many Tikakaras. The Tis, commentators of the commentary, known as Tikakaras, they always very carefully observe the heart of the commentator. So they say, in this verb, hanyate. Hanyate means is killed. Na hanyate, atma is not killed. The verb hanyate, tremili means is killed. Na hanyate means is not killed. Atma is not killed. Atma be not object to death, revealed by this verb, which has already been mentioned. Again, Atma being not object to death need not be mentioned. It's repeated. Therefore, na hanyate here, the verb, the hanyate is a passive voice verb, is not killed. It is derived from the verb root han. The active voice verb is what? Hanti. Atma does not kill, Atma is not killed. And if that verb hanti, verb can never have a visarga at the ending. It does not convey any meaning grammatically. But occasionally, they put visarga after the verb. Gachati, patati, likati, pashyati, grinnati, dhavati. There they can put visarga after the verb. If after the verb affix ti, if the visarga is placed, if the verb has a visarga following it, in the place of hanti, we say hantihi. It becomes, it is not considered to be a verb anymore. A verb with the visarga is not taken as a verb. It should be taken as the root of the verb. So hantihi verb should be taken as han dhatuhu. The han dhatuhu actually reveals what? The act of killing or the becoming the object of killing. Hanti hanyate. But here, it only denotes the root. And again, completely different meaning is given. Why? Even metamorphosis also actually sort of slow death only. Death itself is a modification. Therefore, even it can imply another modification. Shankara Bhagavata thinks it can mean another modification. So what? This verb hanyate, na hanyate, atma is not killed. Even literally we take the meaning as atma is not killed. Here we should take it as what? Take it as atma is not subject to any change, even modification in terms of metamorphosis. Hanyamane sharire. Of course, the body, when the body is being killed, means when the body becomes subject to all modifications, including metamorphosis, atma is free from the modification of metamorphosis. That is the actual meaning given by Shankara Bhagavatpada here. Not the meaning of killing, but the meaning of metamorphosis. Okay. So death, not the meaning of the death, the meaning of viparinama. The verb hanyate does not, na hanyate does not mean not be subject to death. Atma is not being subject to viparinama. Okay. Let us see the exactly Bhashya where we left. Let us go to the portion. Puranaha iti, let us see it from there. Yohi avayavagamena apa upachiyate. ഉപചീയത്തെ സഹ വർദ്ധത്തെ അഭിനവ ഇതി ച ഉച്യത്തെ. അഭിനവ മീൻസ് എ ഫ്രഷ് എക്സ്പാൻഷൻ ഗ്രോത്ത്. That is upachayaha. So, avayava agamena, as I explained to you, because of the horizontal or vertical growth, a fresh growth, body is said to be growing. A body grows, vardhate. But such growth is not there on the part of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is Puranaha. Ayam tu Atma niravayavatvate pura api navahayeva iti Puranaha. As Atma is partless, niravayavatvate, due to or because of the partlessness of the Atma, partlessness is because of indivisibility of the Atma, indivisible nature of the Atma. Indivisible nature of the Atma, because of the partlessness, Atma is already ever grown, ever fresh. Pura api navaha eva iti puranaha. So, na vardhate ityartaha. So, Atma does not undergo any change in the form of growth. So, the vriddhihi, vardhanam vriddhihi, the modification in the form of growth is negated by this word puranaha. Okay. Tatha na hanyate. Now, this new lesson. Is it clear now? Here come the new class. Tatha, in the same way, na hanyate, Atma is not killed. This is the literal meaning. Atma is not killed. In the same way, Atma is not killed. Okay? So, Atma is not an object of action. Object of the act of killing. That's the literal meaning. But here, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives a different meaning for this. What's the meaning? Hantihi. Those are following Shringeri, the thing, you can see on semicolon. It's not actually Visarga, that stands for Visarga. Hanya, after that, the Hanyate, the verb Atma is not killed, then he gives different meaning. Hantihi, as I told you already, the verb can never have, especially the any verb, any thingantam verb, a verb ending with thing affix, or a verb, okay, cannot have visarga at the end. If visarga can always be only, can be with only adjectives, nouns, but not with verbs. But still, if a verb has a visarga, the visarga follows the verb immediately after the verb affix, verbal affix, that should be taken as the root of the verb. It's something you learn here. If you take it as the root of the verb, what is the root? It must be han dhatuhu. So han, hanyate, the verb is taken as hantihi. Hantihi is a verb, presimple, present tense, third person, single person tense verb with the visarga, which denotes only the root of the verb, which is han. Okay. Now, han dhatuhu should be taken in what sense? Han dhatuhu literally means the act of killing. Han dhatuhu denotes the verb denoting the act of killing. But here, he says, atra ಹಂಧಾತು ಹಂತಿ ವಿಪರಿಣಾಮ ಅರ್ಥೇ ದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯ. ದ ನ್ಯೂ ಲೆಸನ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಲೆಸನ್, ಎಸ್ ದೇ ವಾಸ್ ಹರಿ ಟು ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ನ್ ಇಟ್. ವಿಪರಿಣಾಮ ಅರ್ಥೇ ದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಷಡ್ ಭಾವ ವಿಕಾರಾಹ, ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಷಡ್ ಭಾವ ವಿಕಾರಾಹ ಆರ್ ಷಟ್ ವಸ್ತು ವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾಹ. ಸೇ ಶಂಕರ್ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ನೋ, ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ಷಡ್ ವಿಕಾರಾಹ, ಓಕೆ, ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಅಜಃ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ಪುರಾಣ, ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನೆಗೇಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫೋರ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್. ಫೋರ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್, ದ ಟೂ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೀನ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಟೂ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್? ವಿಪರಿಣಾಮ denoted by the word viparinamate and asti, the temporary existence, time bound existence enjoyed by any object. This also changes, modifications. So here the verb nahanyate, meaning hantihi, denoting han dhatuhu, should be seen, should be taken in the sense of viparinamaha. Viparinama arte drashtavyaha. It should not be seen, understood in the sense of killing. It should be understood in the sense of viparinamaha. Viparinama. ವಿಪರಿಣಾಮ ಅರ್ಥೇ ದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಬ್ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ನೆಗೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ವಸ್ತು ವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಭಾವ ವಿಕಾರ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಇನ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಪರಿಣಾಮ. ಓಕೆ, ವೈ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ give a different meaning here? The reason is given. Apunaruktatayai. Okay. Make it very clear. Punaruktata. Punaruktata is a noun, isn't it? Punaruktata means having the status of being repeated. Punaruktata means what? Having the status of being repeated. If we say Atma is not killed when the body is killed, of course it is a fact, but still it has the status of being repeated. What does it mean? It becomes the repeated meaning. So, what has been said already is repeated. In the Shastram, it is said to be Punarukti Doshaha. Punarukti Doshaha means what? The defect of repeating something. The defect of being repeated is said to be Punarukti Doshaha. Once it has been said, means that need not be repeated. Actually, Vedanta Shastram, this defect of repetition is not considered. You can repeat, repeat, repeat and repeat and repeat. Paunapunyena. Shravanam means Paunapunyena, the teacher also has to speak. Punarukti dosha is not there, not accepted in Vedanta Shastra. But still here, Atma is not subject to, Atma is not subject to any modifications in terms of birth or death. This fact has already been said. But why should it be said again when the body is being killed, Atma is not killed? Then it becomes what? It has the defect of repeated, being repeated. Therefore, Punaruktata means having the status of being repeated or having the defect of being repeated. Apunaruktata means not having the defect of being repeated. Apunaruktatayai means fourth case. For not having the status of being repeated, for not having the defect of repetition. Is it clear? To avoid the punarukti doshaha, apunaruktatayai means for not having the defect of repetition, means to avoid the punarukti doshaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives a different meaning here. Instead of taking the word na hanyate as not killed, he says Atma is not subject to the modification in terms of viparinamaha. Is it clear? Okay. So the two things it serves, changing the meaning serves two purposes. The first purpose is the defect of repetition becomes avoided. Second thing, the modifications, the sixfold modifications, the non-mentioned, untold modification also becomes mentioned. Okay. Na viparinamyate ityartha. Again he says what? Na hanyate ityukte. Na viparinamyate ityartha. So he himself makes it very clear. Na hanyate ityukte. Here we don't take it as what? Not killed. We take it as what? Na viparinamyate. Oh my God, what is viparinamyate? Viparinamyate is Atma na viparinamyate ityukte. It's an impersonal voice statement, impersonal voice sentence. Atma na viparinamya. Atmana. Not Atmana na viparinamyate. It's an impersonal voice sentence. Why? It is not a passive voice sentence. Because the verb viparinamate is an intransitive verb. If you change it, it is not gone through metamorphosis by Atma. The sentence of impersonal voice. So, don't get confused. Very easy. Atmana na viparinamyate means Atma na viparinamate. Atma na hanyate ityukte. Atmana na viparinamyate ityartaha. Atmana na viparinamyate ityukte. Atma na viparinamate ityartaha. Simple. Atma does not undergo the change, modification in terms of viparinamaha. So this verb nahanyate negates the modification in terms of viparinamaha. Very good. Na viparinamyate ityartaha. Okay. So hanyamane. Hanyamane means what? Being killed. When Sharire hanyamane. When the body is being killed, that's the literal meaning. But here she says, viparinamyamane api sharire. Even when the body is going through the modification in terms of viparinamaha, metamorphosis, even then atma is free from the modification in terms of viparinamaha. Is it clear? That's the meaning. Of course, body does go through that change of viparinama. Okay. Now here, five modifications have been mentioned. Is it clear? We know shad vastu vikriyaha, shad bhava vikriyaha. But only pancha vastu vikriyaha have been mentioned. What are they? Jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. These are the five modifications. They have been negated. That nashyati is negated by what? Namriyate, is it? Nityaha. Now, only one viparinam, one bhava vikaraha has been left out. What is that? Asti. Asti, the verb asti implies or indicates what? Coming into existence and enjoying time-bound existence. Enjoying time-bound existence, temporary existence. Every object in this world, including every any body, any form, any physical form, which is object of knowledge, has what? Temporary time-bound existence. That is meant by the word verb asti. That is not negated. Temporary existence, temporary existence also is what? A sort of modification. Without having been, something has to come into existence. This is a modification. Then remaining there for some time, again disappearing. This temporary existence also is a modification. One of the shat vastu vikriyaha. Therefore, he says, that is not mentioned. So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada assumes mention of five modifications, the negation of five modifications itself implies that one must have understood the negation of six modifications. But Tikakaras, you know, the commentators of the commentary, commentators on the commentary, they mention, not here, what they say, this, if you see the verse, you can understand the verse. Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. They take the bhutva, bhutva na abhavita bhuyaha. Bhutva abhavita va abhavita na bhuyaha. Is it? Bhutva na abhavita bhuyaha. That second quarter of the verse negates the temporary time-bound existence, modification in the form of having time-bound existence. Who say this? Tikakaraha, not Shankara Bhagavad Pada. Because they will watch, see what is the job of Tikakaras? Is there anything the commentator leaves? They'll widely keep the eyes open and then they'll check. And they had to, so they had to add their point, which should not be wrong also. So therefore, in Tikakara, according to Tikakaras, that Bhutva Bhuyaha na Abhavita, that part of the verse negates the modification in terms of time-bound temporary existence indicated by the verb asti. Understand? So now what can we understand? All six vastuvikriyaha or bhavikriyaha become negated in the verse, in this verse. Let us read here now. Rest of the Bhashyam. So, na hanyate hantihi atra viparinamarthe drashtavyaha apunaruktatayai na viparinamyate atmana ityartaha hanyamane viparinamyamane api sharire. Okay. Now Shankar Bhagavad Pada continues. Asmin mantre shad bhava vikaraha laukika vastu vikriyaha atmani pratishidhyante. Very beautiful. Atmani shad bhavikriyaha pratishidhyante. Asmin mantre, look at this. He does not take Bhagavad Gita verse to be simply a shlokaha. A shlokaha means a verse in praise is called a shloka. Bhagavan's name itself is called Punya Shlokaha. And one of the names of Bhagavan is Punya Shlokaha. And a shlokaha itself means something, you know, praiseworthy. So here, Bhagavan says mantraha because every verse of Bhagavad Gita only reveals the Upanishad Sara, essence of the Upanishad. But he calls it a mantra. So, asmin mantre, in this 20th verse, shad bhava vikaraha, sixfold modifications, otherwise said to be laukika vastu vikriyaha. The modifications pertaining to the objects of this world. Or negated on the part of the body. Atmani pratishidhyante. Or negated on the part of the body. Atma is absolutely free from all these modifications. So, Atma is free from modifications means what? Atma is not subject to change. Atma is of the nature of changelessness. So, being subject to modification means so, being subject of action, being object of action, being associated with an action means being subject to modifications. Therefore, negation of these modifications is to make us understand that Atma is free from all karakas, actions. So, actionlessness being the nature of the Atma is made clearer, made clear here by saying that Atma is free from modifications. So, sarva prakara vikriya arahitaha Atma iti vakyartaha. What is the final meaning you have to arrive at? Sarva prakara vikriya arahitaha Atma. Atma rahita, vikriya rahitaha. Atma is devoid of, free from സർവ പ്രകാര വിക്രിയാർഹിത. ആത്മാ ഇസ് ആബ്സല്യൂട്ട്ലി ഫ്രീ ഫ്രം ഡിവൈഡ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ഫോംസ് ഓഫ് മോഡിഫിക്കേഷൻസ്. സർവപ്രകാര വിക്രിയാർഹിത ആത്മാ. ഓൾ വിക്രിയാഹ ക്യാൻ ഹാപ്പൻ ഇൻ ആത്മാ. ആത്മാ ഇസ് ഫ്രീ ഫ്രം വാട്ട്? വിക്രിയാഹ. വിക്രിയാഹ വികാരാഹ വികൃതയ. ഓക്കെ, സർവപ്രകാര വിക്രിയാർഹിത ആത്മാ ഇതി വാക്യാർത്ഥ. ഓക്കെ, യസ്മാത് ഏവം as atma is of this nature in this manner, tasmat therefore ubhau tau na vijanitah iti purvena mantrena asya sambandhah. ubhau tau na vijanitah, see, both of them do not know the nature of the atma. They do not know the essential nature of the very self, the content of I. They do not know their own essential nature. Therefore, they do not know the nature of the Atma, the regent of the Atma. Only they consider Atma to be the subject of action and the object of action. ഉഭൗ തൗ ന വിജാനീതഃ ഇതി പൂർവേണ മന്ത്രേണ അസ്യ സംബന്ധഃ. വാട്ട് വാസ് ആക്ച്വൽ ടീച്ചിംഗ്? ദി ഇഫ് യു റിമെമ്പർ ദി 19th വേഴ്സ്, 19th വേഴ്സ് ആക്ച്വലി ഈസ് എ ദ ഹോൾ 19th വേഴ്സ് ക്യാൻ ബി ടേക്കൻ ആസ് പ്രതിജ്ഞാവാക്യം. ദ വേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് പ്രപ്പൊസിഷൻ വേർ ദി ഫാക്ട് ഈസ് റിവീൽഡ്. നായം ഹന്തി ന ഹന്യതേ. സോ ഉഭൗ തൗ ന വിജാനിത. ഹൂ എവർ ടേക്സ് ആത്മാ ടു ബി സബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ, ഹൂ ടേക്സ് ആത്മാ ടു ബി ഒബ്ജക്ട് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ, they both do not know the actual essential nature of their own swarupam, their own self. They do not know the nature of the atma. Atma does not kill, atma does not become killed. Atma has neither subject of action nor the object of action. Atma in fact transcends all karakani. This is the statement of fact. The whole 19th verse can be taken as what? A pratignya shloka. And that needs to be explained why. And he ended, concluded the word avikriyatvat. Remember, because of the nature of changelessness, Atma is neither the doer nor the object of action. Atma is has nothing to do with any action. Atma is of nature of actionlessness. Atma, what is Atma Swarupam? Don't forget now. When we analyze our three states of experience, especially when we analyze the deep sleep state, we understand there is no other experiencer who knows by mere presence. There is something which knows by its mere presence. Without doing anything, simply by remaining, simply being there, simply by, it's a mere sannidhi matrena, by mere presence, there's something which illumines the deep state of the mind, the blankness of the mind, the total ignorance, and the bliss experience is possible because of the experiencer. And there is an experiencer in that state of experience. That experiencer really is formless reality, abstract reality. And that reality knows because knowing is the swarupam. I told you already, the verb knows does not denote the action. It denotes the very nature. That abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest is what is there, is the reality implied by the term Atma, which is the Aham Pratyaya Vishayaha, which is the very content, the truth, Swarupam of the I. Okay. So, if you see that Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Actionlessness is the Swarupam of the Atma. That is what is actionlessness being Swarupam of the Atma is revealed in that Pratignya Vakya Shloka, which is 19th verse. And that is confirmed, that is explained. The reason is given in the Hetu Vakya Shloka is what? 20th verse. Is a Hetu. Hetu. What, how can we say Atma is free from, Atma is the nature of actionlessness? Because Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Avikriyatvam is the Hetu for Akartrutvam. Avikriyatvam is the Hetu for Akartrutvam. Changelessness is the, be understood as the reason for actionlessness being the nature of the Atma. Therefore, what? There is the connection. Ubhautavana vijanitaha iti purvena mantrena asya sambandha. See, when we study the Shastram, we have to always understand the connection between what is said before, what is said later. And this method of teaching itself is said to be Simhavalokana Nyaya. Simhavalokana Nyaya means reviewing. It's very important in Shastra study also. Reviewing means what? Reviewing is important to see the connection between what is said first, what is said later. What I have understood from the previous verse and what is understood in the present verse. Seeing this connection, very important to see the connection. So seeing the connection between the contents of the previous verse and the following verse through review, isn't it? Is it me what now? Sangati Grahanam. Sangati Grahanam means gathering of the contents. Sangati Grahanam, the technical expression, okay? Sangati Grahanam, gathering of the contents of the previous teaching, or the previous verse, and the present verse. So, gathering of the contents, understanding is for understanding connection between the two verses. Okay? Is very important here. Now, we don't see only the connection between the two verses here. We don't see the connection between the contents of the previous verse and the following verse. We have to see the connection between the content we understood from the two verses and the content of the entire section, the main subject matter of this section. The main subject matter of this section we are now dealing, we are seeing is what? Atma Swarupa Pratipadanam is the topic. Atma Swarupa Pratipadanam means what? Revealing of the nature of the Atma. How Atma Swarupa Pratipadanam, how is it done? In the form of having the discriminative understanding of what Atma is not, what Atma is. What's the main topic of the present portion which you are studying now in the second chapter? The portion of the second chapter which you are studying now in this portion, the main topic discussed is Atmaswarupam, essential nature of the all-pervasive reality. Because reality, the absolute reality has to be understood, ascertained only in terms of its swarupam, nature. Therefore, what is reality? What is reality? The reality is implied by the term Atma. But what exactly is the reality implied by the term Atma? How is it? The reality has to be ascertained only in terms of its nature. Therefore, all these verses the present portion of the second chapter up to this 25th verse, these verses only reveal the essential nature of the reality, the nature of the reality, swarupam of the reality. And how do they reveal? Through the discriminative understanding. By presenting the method of discerning the Atma from the Atma, Anatma. So, Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha. Atma Swarupam is discussed in the form of Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha. What does it mean? By having the discriminative knowledge or understanding of what Atma is not and what Atma is, we are helped to understand Atma Swarupam. Therefore, we have to understand the whole connection. Okay, connection, Sangati Grahanam. Sangati Grahanam means gathering of the contents of the previous teaching and the present teaching and seeing the connection between the teaching of the previous verse and the present verse. Then seeing the connection of this whole content, connection of this whole content with the actual topic of this section, the portion. Okay. We will learn more of the Sangati Grahanam later on. I don't want to tell too much now. You'll understand later on as we go further. So what all you learned the word Sangati Grahanam here, and then how do you understand? Always the statement of fact is presented as a proposition, which is Pratignya Vakyam. Then it has to be explained. We have to give the proper reason for saying why, how Atma is free from actions. Because Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Avikriyatma is the nature of the Atma. And that is given as the Hetu, which is the 20th verse. In the first, the one verse itself, there is a, we can say, we can see which is Pratignya Vakyam, which is Hetu Vakyam, which is the Nigamana Vakyam. And how negations are also done there. How modifications are negated. Now the following verse is going to be a Nigamana Shlokaha. Which the following, the 21st verse stands for Nigamana Vakyam. The whole verse can take as Nigamana Vakyam, the final conclusion. So what is Atma now? Is it clear?
Yaha yenam veti hantaram ityanena mantrena hananakriyayaha karta karma cha na bhavati iti pratignyaya.
Now this portion The Bhashyam part which I am reading now is an introduction to the following verse, 21st verse.
யேனம் வேத்தி ஹந்தாரம் யச்சைனம் மன்யதே ஹதம் உபௌதௌ ந விஜானீதஹ நாயம் ஹந்தி ந ஹன்யதே இத்யனேன மந்த்ரேன.
ஓகே, பை திஸ் 19th வேர்ஸ், பை திஸ் வேர்ஸ் விச் இஸ் ஓகே த மந்த்ரா, த ப்ரீவியஸ் த 19th மந்த்ரா, ஒன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் பிரதிஜானாதி. சோ பிரதிஜ்ஞாய, ஹேவிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் வெரி வெல் தரல் வித்தவுட் எனி டவுட் இட் இஸ் பிரதி, ஹேவிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் தட் ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் பிகம் த டூவர் ஆஃப் தி ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் கில்லிங், நாட் டஸ் தி ஆத்மா பிகம் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் கில்லிங். What does it mean? Not only killing. Atma does not become the subject of any action. Atma does not become the object of any action also. The word killing is simply used. That's all. The word actually, Krishna's actual vision, teaching is what? Atma is not the subject of any action. Nor is Atma the object of any action also. Therefore, by this 19th verse, ஹரணக்ரியாயாஹா கர்த்தா கர்மச்ச ந பவதி இதி பிரதிஜ்ஞாய, ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் பிகம் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் கில்லிங், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் கில்லிங். ஹேவிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் திஸ், ந ஜாயதே இத்யனேன, பை தி ஃபாலோயிங் வேர்ஸ் பிகினிங் வித் த வேர்ட் ந ஜாயதே, அவிக்ரியத்வம் அவிக்ரியத்வம் ஹேதும் உக்த்வா, அவிக்ரியத்வம் ஹேதும் உக்த்வா மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஹேவிங் மென்ஷன்ட் தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ்னஸ் ஆஸ் தி ரீசன் ஃபார் ஆக்ஷன்லெஸ்னஸ் பீயிங் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? இஸ் நாட் ஐம் ஆடிங் திஸ் அவிக்ரியத்வம் ஹேதும் உக்த்வா. So having mentioned the changelessness as the reason for the actionlessness of the Atma in the 20th verse, pratigyartham upasamharati in the following verse. Now Bhagavan Krishna upasamharati. Upasamharati means summarizes, concludes. Bhagavan Krishna concludes the, concludes what is meant by the statement of preposition. Pratignyartham upasamharati. Pratignyartham what now? Pratignyayaha artha, artha pratignyartha. He concludes in the following verse, he confirms and concludes in the following verse what is meant by the statement of preposition. So what is said in the 19th verse? So the whole 19th verse becomes what? Pratignya vakyam. A statement is 20th, 19th verse consists of the statement of preposition known as pratignya vakyam. 20th verse becomes what now? 20th verse, 20th mantra presents the reason. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is free from all karakas. Atma is not the doer of action or the object of action. This is the pratignya artha, pratignya vakya artha. The reason was given as what? Atma is of the nature of changelessness. That is explained in the 20th verse. How all possible modifications were negated. explained. Therefore, Hetu, second, the 20th verse becomes what? The verse of Hetuhu. The verse of explanation. The reasoning. Okay. Now, Pratignartha Upasamharati means what? The following word, the 21st verse is what now? The whole verse becomes Nigamana Vakyam. A verse of final, confirmed understanding. Conclusion.
Veda vinashinam nityam yayena majamoyayam katham sapurushav partha kam ghatayati hantikam. Veda vinashinam nityam yayena majamoyayam katham sapurushav partha kam ghatayati hantikam.
So Veda avinashinam nityam yaha yenam ajam avyayam katham sapurushaha he partha kam ghatayati kam hanti. See here, Veda is a verb. Veda is equal to janati, vijanati. Yaha Veda means yaha vijanati. Whoever knows, the person who knows, the one who knows whom? Yenam. Yenam is the objective case form of I am. Yenam means this Atma. One who knows this all-pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self. One who knows the aham pratyaya vishaya. One who knows the substance of the substantive I being pure, abstract, formless awareness, existence. Yaha yenam veti. Yaha yenam vijanati. Yaha yenam veda. Who knows? The person who knows this nearest self to be what? Avinashinam. Because all these words are adjectives describing the enam. Isn't it? Atma, the word Atma is meant by the word enam. Whoever knows this Atma, the nearest self, all pervades the reality obtaining as the nearest self to be avinashinam, to be indestructible, nityam, to be eternal, ajam, to be unborn, avyayam, understand his atma to be changeless, timeless, changeless, birthless, and indestructible. Who understands his Atma? How? Already explained, isn't it? After having understood the meanings of the two mantras, 19th mantra, the 20th mantra. Let us also use the word mantra hereafter, because Shankara Bhagavatpada uses the word mantra. Why should we say shloka? Isn't it? So having understood the mantra number 19 and mantra number 20th, how Atma is absolutely of the nature of actionlessness and changelessness. This is the final understanding. This person has understood the Atma well. For him, what is Atma? Atma, for this person, is the very content of I. This abstract reality, which is of this nature, is the meaning of the word I for this wise person. Not the gross physical body, not the subtle mind, not the physiological functions, not pranas, not powers. For him, I the actual laksharthaha of I, the meaning of the word I, the content of the word I, the first person singular pronoun for him, I, refers to only abstract, formless consciousness existence. Okay, such a person understands the Atma to be absolutely indestructible, and the Atma to be timeless, nityam, Atma to be birthless, ajaha, Atma to be changeless, avyayaha. Avinashinam nityam ajam avyayam yaha yenam atmanam avinashinam nityam ajam avyayam veda. Such a person knows what? All that is, there is only Atma. There is a second thing other than the Atma. Such a person, saha purushaha, he partha, katham hanti, how does that person kill? Means how can he kill? Katham ghatayati, how can he instigate another person to kill? Ghatayati is the causative verb of khanti, causative form. Kamhanti, the four, kamhanti, whom does such a jnani kill? Whom does he instigate and activate to kill? Even though katham hanti, katham ghatayati, kam hanti, kam ghatayati, there are questions. But here, these are not actual questions. These are not prashnaha. Prashnarthe prashnaha, akshepartha prashnaha. Akshepartha prashnaha means what? These questions are present as objections. What it means is, what simply it is, such a person cannot kill anyone, cannot instigate another person to kill. He cannot kill anyone. He can instigate anyone to kill. That is the meaning implied by these questions. Kam hanti, kam ghatayati, katham hanti, katham ghatayati. He knows all that is, there is only Atma, that Atma is absolutely indestructible. Other than Atma, whatever is here is Anatma, which is Mithya, which is as though. So, is the literal meaning. Let us see the Bhashyam part of it. Maybe we can see in the next class. I think the Bhashyam of this verse number 19, verse number 20, verse number 16. Bhashyam is very important. See that you are thorough with this Bhashyam, okay? It means you are already, you are seeing your own Swarupam. Don't forget Atma, Atma, Atma. When you see this, this is what I am. When you say, Yaha Yenam Atmanam, Avinashinam, Veda means what? Aham Avinashi Atma. Aham avyaya atma, aham nityaha atma, aham ajaha atma, aham na mriye, aham na jaye. Isn't it? So one must see this, let us not see this nature of the reality unfold in these verses as something, okay, as a third person. No. See it as your own swarupam. Whether we like it or not, understood or not, this is the fact about the essential nature of every one of us. It's all right? Okay. This time quickly flies. I haven't gone to the next verse. My God. Time goes. We'll enjoy it anyway. If you have any questions, any doubts, any part of the Bhashyam, please text me. I'll clarify it. Okay? Wish you all again a very happy Skanda Shashti celebration. In fact, I was doing this Subramani Sahasranama. I cannot help because every word there reveals only nature of the reality. Subramani Swami is invoked as the Brahma, Param Brahma only. Very beautiful. Om. कुमारेश सूनो गुहस्कंद सेनापते शक्ति पाणि मयूराधिरूढ पुलिंदात्मजा कांत भक्तार्तिहारिं प्रभो तारकारे सदा रक्ष मां त्वं सदा रक्ष मां त्वं सदा रक्ष मां त्वं ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ